Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction.
Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 11 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. And I'm just laughing at myself, listening to myself doing that opening and remembering how many times I had to do that opening until I realized that's what I sound like and that's what it's going to sound like. I just sound funny to myself listening back, kind of like when you hear yourself on an answering machine and you're like, really? Is that what I sound like? Is that my voice? I kind of sound like Minnie Mouse when I hear myself back, but in my own mind when I'm talking, I have a much lower voice. Anyway, in this episode, I really want to talk about the magic of forgiveness and nothing to do with laughing at my funny voice. I'm going to forgive myself for having a funny Mickey Mouse voice. I'm just going to embrace it and go with it. Because when you are able to forgive, I mean really forgive on a cellular, oh boy, this is supposed to be a serious episode, and I'm so giggly this morning, so I might just giggle through the whole thing. When you're able to forgive, and I mean really forgive on a cellular level, all kinds of crazy, beautiful magic starts to happen. And this is something that I talk about in my ebook, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, which I have been talking a lot about lately because I posted a video. I've been giving away that ebook now for over a year, and I finally just decided to make a little commercial for it. So all of these orders are coming in now for the free ebook. But in that ebook, there is a chapter called Go F Yourself, in which I talk about the power of forgiving yourself. So if you have that ebook, and if you don't, it's free, and you can just follow the link on the Blog Talk Radio page to get it. If you have that ebook, you might want to reread that chapter to refresh your memory. But what I'm saying here today is not just about self-forgiveness, but it's more general, just about every kind of forgiveness. And if you're like me and you come from a very religious background, you may find a word like forgiveness to be a total put-off. It might just make you kind of cringe inside because coming from the mouths of certain people and institutions, it has a very unappealing connotation. You know, forgiveness might be something that you need to ask for to save your unworthy, sinful soul. Or if you're not religious, it may just be something that you give another person who has harmed you, and some people would rather chew nails, and they ain't ever gonna forgive. I've actually seen some interesting YouTube videos on that lately about why not to forgive. But what I really want to emphasize and drive home here today is that forgiveness is not something that you give to someone else. It's not a blessing on someone who has victimized you or a get-out-of-jail pass for your oppressor unless you wake up to the fact that you are your own oppressor and the person you are letting out of jail is yourself. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. And believe me, it is a gift that keeps on giving. When you are able to forgive on a deep core level, what you're really doing is setting yourself free. And when you set yourself free, you're setting your magic free. You're setting it free to flow unobstructed and with more clarity than was ever possible when you were still holding on to those old hurts and past resentments. And if you've listened to some of my other Hippie Witch episodes or watched my videos, you know that I am a big proponent of like attracts like, and that I believe you attract to you what you are, not just, you know, what you're affirming and what you're putting on your vision board, but what you actually are, what you think about and how you feel on a regular basis, what you're in alignment with. And this is something that I have found to be absolutely true in my own life and just from watching the lives of the people around me. And it's true so consistently that it has become one of my most cherished core beliefs. And I say that it's a belief that I cherish because it never ever ceases to amaze and delight me every single time I reprove this like attracts like principle to myself. I am just always re-amazed by its simplicity and its power. It works and it applies to everything. And the best way I can think to put it is to notice the next time you're in a really irritable mood, when you're feeling really worked up and agitated, you'll notice that all kinds of screwed up crap seems to magically find its way to you. You know, you whack your shin on the open dishwasher, you hit every red light on your way to work, get a disconnect notice for your cable bill, stand in the longest line at the grocery store. It just seems to have a snowball effect, which is annoying as hell. But it's also kind of cool when you realize that the exact opposite is true, and that if you can change your state, you can actually change the trajectory of events. So just as eye-opening, the next time you're in a really fantastic mood and really feeling yourself, notice how many compliments you get. Notice how you seem to hit green light after green light on your way to work and actually arrive early. Your office mate picked up your favorite bagel for you on her way into work just to be nice. Your kids seem to be extra cooperative, and your husband brings you home flowers for no reason other than he loves you. And maybe I have painted an overly idyllic day here, but this stuff really is possible, and it happens to varying degrees depending on the vibration you're holding, depending on the strength and tone of your mood. And the vibration you hold is all about being in alignment or out of alignment with source energy or your divine self. When you are in alignment, you feel good and life seems to flow easily and effortlessly. When you're out of alignment, you feel bad and life seems to hit you with one shitty scenario after the next. And then, of course, there are many shades of gray between these two extremes. And most of us live most of the time somewhere in the middle, traveling back and forth between the two. And the reason I mention all this is because forgiveness is one of the most powerful tools for realigning yourself to that source energy, or what you might call the God within. And I'm realizing now that I put several books on the resource list, and they're all great. They all have interesting things to say about forgiveness. Louise Hay's book in particular, You Can Heal Your Life, it's just so much about that. And then Eastern Body and Western Mind has a neat little bit about forgiveness and how it relates to the heart chakra. You know, but what I really want to do, I just want to read you, I think I'm going to change what I was going to do here. I'm just going to read you the Go F Yourself section from my ebook, because that's really what I'm trying to say here, and I have it pulled up on my desktop right now because I've been sending a whole bunch of those out this morning because I made that video, and now people are subscribing to get the ebook. And if you've read it already, I hope you don't mind revisiting it here with me for a moment. Here, I've got it right here on my ebook. Let me just scroll down. Yay! Okay. And I'm going to try to read fast because I did not plan this, and I don't know how long it's going to take me to read this out loud. Okay, this is a little experiment. Go F yourself. Some people really have a problem with the F word. They find it insulting, confrontational, and inappropriate. And I'm not talking about F as in F-U-C-K. I'm talking about forgiveness. If you're one of those people, overcoming your resistance to the F word can be absolutely transformational. Forgiveness is one of the most powerful spiritual tools that you will ever come across. And I assure you, it's nothing to be afraid of. Assure you. gee whiz, I can't even read my own writing. Forgive yourself, Joanna. Forgive yourself. Why do people cling so tightly to the resentments they hold? It's often because they see it as a way of punishing the wrongdoer, or they think that if they do forgive, they will be condoning what the other person did or letting them off the hook. In truth, forgiveness is not about that at all. And then I have a quote here. It says, "Not forgiving is like drinking rat poison and then waiting for the rat to die." And that's by awesome writer Anne Lamott. In fact, you're not even punishing those people. You're really just punishing and burdening yourself by carrying around what they did like a heavy load. One of my favorite spiritual teachers, Wayne Dyer, has a quote that he likes to throw out from time to time, and it goes like this: "Forgiveness is the fragrance the violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it." And that's actually a Mark Twain quote. It's a lovely idea and such a memorable piece of imagery, but forgiveness goes even deeper than that. Forgiveness is a way of setting yourself free. And honestly, right now, I don't even want to talk about forgiving other people. That's a subject that I could write a whole separate book about. However, I will say before moving on that if that's something you're struggling with, I recommend looking up The Work by Byron Katie, particularly if you're wrestling around with some old resentments carried over from childhood or a significant part of your past. What I do want to talk about now is effing yourself. It's a term that I'm borrowing from Gabrielle Bernstein, and I like it because people seem to take themselves so seriously when it comes to doing healing work or self-development, and I see nothing wrong with throwing a little humor into the mix. So go F yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself, first of all, for what it is you think you've done that is so unforgivable, the thing that you continually punish yourself for, the thing that you think makes you an unworthy person. Let it go. No one is perfect, and none of us were meant to be. We are here to learn and grow, which means that we will, every single one of us, make mistakes. We will hurt other people and ourselves. We will lose, fall, slip, and fail many times. That's what it is to be human. As Oprah, my queen, often says, when you knew better, you did better. When you know better, you do better, and that's something to take to heart when it comes to forgiving yourself. Otherwise, you're going to take something that you did in the past, bring it into the present, and then by holding it in the present, you're going to be carrying it into the future. It will become a self-perpetuating circle of ick. Leave the past in the past. One of the best ways that you can do that is by conducting an effing ritual. Everyone, whether they realize it or not, performs rituals on a regular basis. That might mean that they religiously start each day with a cup of coffee in the newspaper, or that they show up for yoga class every Saturday morning, or always put their left shoe on before the right. If you take a close look at your life, you might be surprised at how many rituals you've put in place and how that involves everything from brushing your teeth to walking your dog to making love or going out for drinks every Friday after work. Spiritually speaking, a ritual is a symbolic action or series of actions performed with a specific outcome in mind. Whether that is to honor your God, mark a special occasion like getting married or burying a loved one, performing an initiation, or claim the power to forgive yourself. Did you know that ritual is built right into the word spiritual? I love that. I forgot I put that in there. I do love that. And here's another quote. Ritual is necessary for us to know anything. And that is by Ken Kesey. How are we doing on time here? 9:14 a.m. Okay, I think we're doing well. Reading on. At one point in my past, I was having a really hard time forgiving myself for something that I had done that I was sure was completely unforgivable. And it was following me around like a fruit fly on an overripe banana. I knew that I had to do something to shake it, or it was not only going to jack up my present state of mind, affecting everyone around me, but it was also going to follow me right into the future, creating more of the same. There it is again, like attracts like. So after deciding that I'd finally had enough, I sat down and improvised a ritual. I wrote a long letter outlining in exacting detail what it was I had done that I thought was so awful, and then I just started riffing on the guilt and shame, regret and pain that I felt about it. I wrote and wrote and wrote, letting the emotions, snot and tears flow until they had finally run their course and I was able to feel the charge release. Then I took those pieces of paper and ripped them into a billion tiny pieces, which turned out to be a kind of bonus catharsis that gave me a sense of being rid of it once and for all. And then I went outside to bury the pieces in the ground. I left that issue behind that day and haven't looked back since, which is saying a lot for the power of ritual, as it was a very sticky issue. You can do something similar for yourself, and there are all kinds of banishing and releasing rituals to choose from in books and online, not to mention your innate ability to create one of your own. When it comes to disposing of a confession or an apology, fire is extremely effective, thus the old phrase, cleansing by fire. I like to bury the good with the bad, sending whatever it is back into the earth as fertilizer for something more beautiful to grow in its place. Don't be dismayed if you find that this is something that you have to do for a certain issue repeatedly, especially when it comes to the really big stuff. Simply address it each time it returns, and it will eventually get the hint and go away. Just be sure that if you've harmed another, that you actually offer that person, dead or alive, a proper apology before moving on to your own forgiveness work. They don't have to forgive you, and they may choose not to, but in offering a sincere apology, you've acknowledged them in a way that invites you both to move on, and that is an invitation that, regardless of their decision, you will be free to accept. Oh, and here is a quote from Suzanne Summers, and I totally forgot I put this in here. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Yes, it is, Suzanne. Okay, reading on. On a more mundane level, effing yourself is something that you can do all throughout the day and for every little thing that you normally beat yourself up about. Anything that you might respond to with, that was so stupid, why did I do that? When you feel yourself having one of those, that was so stupid, why did I do that kind of moments, just stop, forgive yourself, and let it go. Talk to yourself, if not out loud, then in your mind. Remember to use your sexy talk. That is something that is in an earlier chapter. So I will just tell you, sexy talk is basically positive affirmations and positive self-talk. Just throwing that note in there for those of you who have not read this ebook. Be your own best friend, your own source of encouragement, and offer yourself forgiveness again and again. You know, and so here's some examples I give and ways that you might talk to yourself. So you ate a cookie and broke your diet. That's okay. No big deal. It was a good cookie. I'm glad you enjoyed it. That doesn't mean you have to give up on that diet. Just pick up where you left off. You locked yourself out of your car again? That's okay. No big deal. Just take a deep breath, call your brother for the spare key, and consider this something that you can both have a good laugh about. And you spent your vacation fund going out to eat every other night since New Year? That's okay, no big deal. Those meals were like mini vacations from having to cook and time spent away from the office. You can start a new vacation fund right now. That's okay, no big deal is a wonderful mantra. It's easy to remember, and it's what we all long to hear upon fucking up. Self-forgiveness is a key component to self-love. It's really hard to love yourself if you're constantly judging and nagging at yourself or holding on to whatever it is you think you've done that is so unforgivable. So just let it go and move on. When you know better, you do better. So do better next time and leave the past in the past where it belongs. Yay! So there. There is my little audio version of Go F Yourself. I've been wanting to do an audio recording of that ebook, actually. So you all just allowed me to do a little test run on that. And I haven't read that in a long time. It was kind of funny revisiting that just now. I like it. Good job, Joanna. And I still mean what I wrote, even though I wrote it at the beginning of last year. It totally resonates with me, so it must be true, right? And I also want to add before I go, which I kind of talked about in that little excerpt that I just read to you, that you can make forgiveness a daily practice. And instead of focusing on the bigger issues of your life, like how your mother cheated on your father and broke up your family, or how you were bullied in school for being poor or rich or fat or too smart or too whatever, those are big issues that may take repeat forgiveness sessions, so to speak, or even the help of a good therapist to finally break free of. But beyond that, you can focus on forgiving or letting go of the little things that pop up on a day-to-day basis, like when your boss takes a tone with you or your husband forgets to put the toilet seat down for the umpteenth time, the dog tracks mud across your freshly cleaned carpets, or you forget to get that birthday card for your best friend in the mail on time. It is in these moments that you have a choice and a great opportunity to practice getting back into alignment using the magic of forgiveness. You can choose to file that away in your stupid file, letting it gunk up your subconscious and mood, or you can practice letting it go and forgiving yourself or that other person for being human and for making a simple mistake. And once you're able to do this on a regular basis, you will find that it gets easier and easier, and that it actually becomes something that you do fairly automatically. It's a form of instant magic. It really is. And if you think I'm using the word magic too loosely, which surely I could be accused of doing, let me emphasize that this ability to let things go is, or at least it should be, at the heart of every protection spell. You know, some people are really into doing binding spells, for example, in which they will attempt to bind a person from doing them harm or even from participating in their life at all. And I actually think that's a pretty big waste of time. All you're doing by focusing your energy on someone in that way is further binding yourself to them. And I'm not even going to get into hexing, because you can probably imagine what I would have to say about that. Hexing, no good. In my opinion, magic is about self-empowerment, power from within rather than power over. And as long as you're involved in power plays with other people and pouring your energy into binding spells and, God forbid, hexing and cursing those who have done you wrong, you are trapped in a power struggle and you will never truly be free. I think a better spell would be to maybe do something symbolically to release that person or that particular energy from your life. And if you are a witchy kind of person who really enjoys the craft of magic, if you like to practice witchcraft, you might work your ability to forgive into a spell. A spell I recently heard that I think this would work really great with would be by lighting two candles side by side, one to represent each of you. You can then tie a string around the candles, connecting them to each other, and then use your power of forgiveness coupled with your ability to visualize releasing that person or energy from your life as you cut the string. You can do something similar by lighting a stick of incense and imagining the rising smoke is the releasing that is taking place as you forgive, or writing their name or the deed that needs forgiving on a piece of paper that you burn. But the point is, and the heart of this kind of spell is, forgiveness. You are forgiving them in order to let them go. You are setting yourself free and changing your vibration so that you are no longer a match to that kind of energy. And I hope that makes sense, because I'm pretty much wrapped up for today. Forgiveness is magic. It is. And if you like to practice the craft of magic, forgiveness is a component that you can add to those protection spells, to those binding spells, that, and forget about the hexing and cursing spells. Just let those go all together, because you just don't want to bring that stuff back on you, and you don't want to tie yourself up to that kind of energy. Forgiveness is awesome, and I will be back next week and every Tuesday at 9 a.m. from here on out, unless otherwise noted. And in the meantime, if you are new to Hippie Witch or Kick-Ass Witch and you want to check out more, you can visit my website at www. You have to put the www in for whatever reason. Kind of bothers me, but that's the way it is. www.joannadevoe.com. And I have that link up on the Blog Talk Radio page if you don't know how to spell Joanna DeVoe. And until we meet again, I am sending you all my best vibes and hope that you have a beautiful day. Much love. Peace.